This is Cornerstone Baptist Church, a ministry built on faith, family, and fellowship. We now join the exciting teaching and preaching ministry of Pastor Dwight McKissick. Now, here's Pastor McKissick.
Listen, I want you to stand on your feet and welcome our guest this morning. Amen. We're going to go all the way back to the Bible.
My name is Ham. In the Hebrew language, my name means warm or hot. The lands that my descendants and I occupied are warm and hot. In the Egyptian language, my name means black, because my complexion and the complexion of my descendants are dark and black. Furthermore, the land of Egypt contained some of the blackest, richest soil on the face of the earth. My name represents an identification and celebration of the people and land that my descendants possessed. My name Ham is specifically mentioned 17 times in the Bible. The first time my name is mentioned is in Genesis chapter 5, verse 32. You may want to turn there. There you will discover in Genesis 5:32 that my daddy's name was Noah. And I had an older brother named Shem. And a younger brother named Japheth. My brothers and I were the progenitors or ancestral fathers of all the people on the face of the earth. Red, yellow, black, and white. It is ironic when America celebrates Black History in the month of February each year, I'm seldom mentioned. There are at least three authors of the Bible that descended from my loins. Solomon, who was one of them, emphatically stated in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 28, you may want to turn there. Do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. Not only am I forgotten or ignored as the father of the African people, the landmarks that I set have also been ignored. The first landmark that I set was to embrace my daddy's God. Genesis 9:1, you may want to turn there, says, so God blessed Noah and his sons. Why don't you repeat that after me? So God blessed Noah and his sons. I'm one of Noah's sons. The great theologian Augustine, a son of Africa and one of my descendants, was right when he says Noah's God was also Ham's God. As one of Noah's sons, I accepted and followed my daddy's God, the only wise and true God, whom Timothy described as being the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the God who alone is wise be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I believe you ought to give our God a hand of praise today. When the Apostle Peter mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, the east section, that eight souls were saved through water. Eight souls were saved through water, Peter said. I was one of the eight that he was referring to. I was saved by the grace of God, just like my daddy was saved by the grace of God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and so did I. Although my name is not mentioned in the hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, my daddy's name is there. Hebrews 11 verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. As a part of Noah's household, I voluntarily, because of my faith in God and in obedience to my father, boarded the ark with my seven other family members. And just like daddy's faith and Abraham's faith made them heirs of righteousness, my faith demonstrated by my obedience made me also an heir of righteousness. In Genesis chapter 7, verse 7, it says, so Noah with his sons, his wife and his sons' wives went into the ark because of the waters of the flood. I repeat, my dad is Noah's God was also my God. I've come today to tell you in the words of the Apostle Paul, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You ought to give our Jesus a great big hand, for he is worthy to be praised. The ancient landmark that I set was faith in the God of the Bible. I dare you go whoring after other gods. Buddha, Allah, nor Hare Krishna did not rescue me from the flood. It was Noah's God, the God who created the heavens and the earth, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who saved me. Not only did I set the ancient landmark that Noah's God was and is my God and should be our God, but secondly, I want you to know that people who descended from me are blessed and not cursed. Back to Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons. Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 and 9 says, then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and your descendants after you. God spoke to me and God blessed me. I was not cursed, I was blessed. I was not a pagan, I was a son of the covenant between God and my father, Noah. God used me to populate the earth after the flood along with my brothers Shem and Japheth, and that's why you have all the beautiful colors of people you find on the face of the earth. God is not colorblind. God made the colors, and the colors are beautiful in the sight of God. My brother Japheth, the father of the European or Caucasian people, had only 14 descendants recorded in Genesis 10, 1 through 5. My brother Shem, the father of the Jewish and Arabic and other Semitic people, had 26 descendants recorded in Genesis 10, verses 21 through 31. But again, there are 30 descendants or nations listed under my name in Genesis 10, the table of the nations that came from my loins. And that explains why you have more dark complexion people spread around the globe than any other complexion people, because I started with 30 descendants. Nowhere does the Bible say that I was cursed, yet that lie has been used to keep people of dark complexion from serving in key positions throughout history. I am the father of four sons. My sons' names were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. Cush founded Ethiopia and Sudan. The name Cush means black in the Hebrew, Egyptian, and in the Ethiopian languages. The name Cush means black. Mizraim founded Egypt. That's on the continent of Africa. Mizraim named Egypt the land of Ham in honor of me. You'll find several references to that in the Bible. Put founded Libya, and Canaan settled in Palestine, that was later named Israel. The reason it has been said that Ham and his descendants were cursed is because, unfortunately, I committed a sin one day against my father. Let me tell you what happened. After many years of faithful preaching and righteous living, one day my father got sloppy drunk. He pulled off his clothes in his tent and laid on his bed naked, what you call butt naked. I happened to walk into my father's tent. When I walked into my father's tent, I found him not only naked, but drunk and naked. And rather than cover up my father's nakedness, I ran outside and told my two brothers that Daddy is laying in his tent, drunk and naked. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 8, verse 7, that you should not uncover your father's nakedness. I committed the sin of dishonoring or disrespecting my father, gazing upon his naked body and talking to my brothers about it. However, my brothers showed respect to our father. They covered his nakedness. They took a garment and they walked into the tent backwards, and they covered up my father's nakedness without seeing my father's nakedness. When my father awakened and was sober, he realized what had happened and pronounced a curse upon my youngest son, Canaan, rather than me. Had he pronounced the curse upon me, all of my descendants would have been cursed. But by limiting the curse only to Canaan's descendants, it did not affect my other three sons and their descendants. Cush was not cursed, and the country of Ethiopia still exists today. Mizraim or Egypt was not cursed, and the country still exists today. Put or Libya was not cursed, and the country still exists today. But Canaan was cursed, and Canaan no longer lives as a nation today. Remember, God had covenant to bless me. Therefore, he could not curse me. The curse was a particular sentence toward a particular son because of a particular sin. In the sovereignty of God, children sometimes suffer because of the iniquity of their parents. I was too close to Noah's posterity for him to curse me. Therefore, he cursed my son because of my sins. And according to Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, biblically speaking, a curse would only last 3 or 4 generations. Only Canaan and his immediate descendants were cursed, not all African people. And I think you can give God thanks for that today. The Bible says in Genesis 9:27, cursed be Canaan. It doesn't say cursed be Ham. It says cursed be Canaan. Unfortunately, this has been misinterpreted and misapplied to keep black coaches from the NFL, to keep black men and women from becoming governors and mayors and presidents, to hold black people in slavery. This scripture has been misinterpreted and misapplied, but I've come to set the record straight today that I was not cursed. Thank God I'm blessed. My dark complexion is not because I was cursed black. I was born black. I inherited my color from my parents, who inherited that color from their parents, who inherited it from their parents, going all the way back to Adam and Eve. My color came from the soil that Adam and Eve came from. And from that soil, you can produce all the colors on the face of the earth. Red, yellow, black, and white, we're all precious in his sight. It has happened several times in history that a dark complexion person has mixed with other person and produced what would be considered persons of different racial backgrounds. My mother and father, Noah and Mrs. Noah, produced 3 sons who could produce all colors on the face of the earth. Genesis chapter 9, verse 19 says, these 3 were the sons of Noah. And from these, the whole earth was populated. The landmark that I set was that children of Ham were and are a blessing, not a curse. The old Egyptian name for Ham, Kim, means black. I was born black and blessed. I was not cursed black. And I set a landmark. The Bible says in Psalm 105, it refers to the land of Ham. If you're going to be a proud black person, you ought to get you a piece of land. I want to close by sharing with you the great spiritual legacy and societal contributions children of Ham left on the earth. The first time the word kingdom is mentioned in scripture, it was a grandson of Ham and a son of Cush, who's referenced in Genesis chapter 10, verse 10, talking about Nimrod. It says, and the beginning of his kingdom was at Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. Nimrod, my grandson, was the first king on the face of the earth. What a landmark. You see, truth crushed to the ground will rise again. The first time property rights were passed to daughters, where there were no sons, it's when Zelophehad's daughters appealed to Moses in Numbers chapter 27, verses 1 through 8. And Moses sought God in prayer about the matter. God told Moses, the daughters of Zelophehad speak what is right. They said, we shouldn't be without property because my daddy didn't have any sons, only daughters. You don't pass the property to daddy's brother. We are his daughters. Pass the property to us. Zelophehad's daughters prevailed and won. The daughters of Zelophehad were part African through the tribe of Manasseh, who descended from Joseph's African wife. You'll find recorded in Genesis chapter 46, verse 20. The first time you read about a man spreading his hands solely as an act of worship is when you read about Solomon, the son of Bathsheba, who descended from the Hamitic lineage in Genesis chapter 10, verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 12 says, "Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the assembly of Israel and spread out his hand." Bible says in Psalm 68, "Princes shall come out of Egypt, and the Ethiopians shall soon stretch out their hands to God." The first four ladies mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus, and there were only five mentioned, including Mary, were from the family of Ham. None of the Jewish wives were mentioned other than Mary. The last time my name is mentioned in the Bible, and I want you to turn there, is in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 40. In the old King James, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, this is the last time you'll find me mentioned by name. It's talking about one of my descendants, Simeon, who went to Gador, to the east side of the valley, to seek a pasture for their flocks. And in verse 40 of 1 Chronicles, it says, "And they found fat pasture and good." They found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable. Why? For they of Ham had dwelt there of old. I didn't leave a landmark of riotous living. I did not leave a landmark of laziness and unkept property. I did not leave a landmark of violence and irresponsibility. I did not leave a landmark of poverty and lack. I left a landmark of good land, fat pasture, quiet and peaceable land. That's the legacy of the people of Ham. Stop living beneath your potential. Be the head and not the tail. Be a lender and not a borrower. Be sober and not drunk. Be victorious and not defeated. The first person to help Jesus carry the cross came from the bloodline of Ham. Simon of Cyrene, in African countries. Jesus was buckling under the load of the pressure. Out of Africa come a man to help Jesus carry the cross, and it inspired the songwriter to ask the question, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there is a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. The leadership of the first Gentile congregation at Antioch of Syria had two sons of Africa at the helm in Acts 13, Simeon and Lucius of Cyrene. I want to say to sons and daughters of Africa, as I go to my seat today, it's time for you to return to your first love. It's time to put hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, prejudice, name-calling, and racism aside, and fall in love with Jesus over and over again. It's time for you to stretch out your hands to God and call on the name of Jesus. It wasn't Allah that brought you from Cadillacs, from cotton sacks in the Cadillacs. It wasn't Allah that brought you from the outhouse to the penthouse. It was nobody but Jesus. And you ought to call on the name of Jesus. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Mighty God, and the Prince of Peace. His name is wonderful. His name is powerful. His name is victorious. His name is higher than any other name. His name is eternal. His name is high and lifted up. Hallowed be thy name. How excellent is thy name. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. That is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word. It sounds like music to my ears. The sweetest name on earth. You ought to stop saying and singing about Jay-Z. You ought to sing and talk about JC. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because Jesus. Jesus. Not Allah, not Buddha, Jesus. He first loved you and me.
You've been listening to the teaching and preaching ministry of Pastor Dwight McKissick from the Cornerstone Baptist Church in Arlington, Texas. To purchase this and other teachings from the pulpit library of Pastor Dwight McKissick, call 817-468-0083 or log on to cbcarlington.org, where you'll also find a link to our Facebook page where you can get daily encouragement and information. Once again, thanks for listening to Cornerstone Baptist Church, a ministry built on faith, family, and fellowship.